Okay, so the third chapter of Mishlei probably has some of the most famous psukim of all. Just to review what we've said so far, is the first chapter of Mishlei is largely about our receptivity to guidance and sometimes even critique. Shema b'ni Musar avicha ve'al titosh Torah simecha. And then the second chapter was about, you know, how there are very real-life consequences. This is not just an abstract ideal of living a more noble life, but the fact is that there is, you know, really good and evil, and there are people out there that are dishonest and of both genders, people with various kinds of temptations. Unless one is steeled by having a certain compass, which is hopefully integrated in one's youth, Mishlei Shlomo ben David, Melech Yisrael, one can be led astray. And the tragedy of it all, just to review, is that Shlomo eventually was led astray, Vahileis Ziknas Shlomo, V'nashav Hituas Levavo, and the Gemara famously captures this with Shlomo's arrogance, Ani Arbe V'lo Asur. This week's Parsha, the Torah says that the great concern is that the king will have too many wives, v'lo yar b'lo nashim v'lo yasur levavo, so that his heart shall not be led astray. And Shlomo said, well, that's not going to happen to me, right? I'm Shlomo HaMelech, I'm David's son, I'm, you know, infallible in a certain sense, I'm Chacham Mikol Adam, I'm the wisest of all people. And unfortunately, it did happen to him, and he strayed from the path of his father, so there's something tragic about reading these psukim. So be that as it may, when we get to the third chapter, we talk about, the nature of Torah and why it's able to protect us in this way. And we have the psukim towards the end of the third chapter. Right, that Torah is really a tree of life, and it's life-affirming. And that explains a phenomenon that we have earlier in the chapter, where the Pasuk says, V'nimtza chen v'seichel tov be'enei Elohim ve'adam, that following the Torah will not just put us on God's good side, so to speak, but v'nimtza chen v'seichel tov, we will find grace be'enei Elohim ve'adam, but also in the eyes of humanity, in the eyes of people. And the reason for that is, as is explained in the end of the chapter, so the Malbim and the Vilna Gaon are both in agreement that Derachaha Darcheinoam, that means the broader macro paths of Torah, Deracha Darcheinoam, they are pleasant, V'chol Nesivosa, and every detail therein is Shalom. And Netivot are smaller pathways. And you can really see this in different ways. On the big questions, and these are things that we've discussed, at great length, and justly so, over the course of the last year, Torah is life-affirming. Pikuach nefesh, saving lives, protecting lives, is dochas kol haTorah kula, v'nishmartim ba'od nafsho seichem. It basically overrides everything. And the Rambam famously says, in the context of saving life, even if it's just a chance of saving life, even if there's just a chance that life is in danger, a suffix of pikuach nefesh, that supersedes Shabbos. The Rambam says people who deny this, who think that somehow this is a desecration of Shabbos, the wrong thing to do, these people are heretics. They're in abrogation of the entire Torah. The entire Torah, the Rambam writes, this is in the context of Hilchos Chanukah, is to be marbe shalom ba'olam. The entire Torah was given to be life-affirming, right? Torah is life-affirming in all of its ways. So that is on the macro level. And then v'chol nesivoseh ha-shalom, that even at the level of the pratim, the details, we find this as well. So just to, speak from the context that we were just relating to, that's why if one is really indigent and one can only afford either Ner Shabbos or Ner Chanukah, despite the fact that Ner Chanukah, the Rambam says, is a very beloved mitzvah, mitzvah chaviva hiad ma'od, nonetheless, Ner Shabbos takes priority because Ner Shabbos is affiliated with the virtue of peace, of Shalom Bayis. And we find this in other contexts as well. Let's say when it comes to the mitzvah of Dalet Minim on Sukkot, and we're not really sure exactly what the Torah meant when it said Kapos Tamarim, we're not really sure what qualifies as a lulav. So the Gemara has various suggestions, and one of the suggestions is something that would be very difficult to hold because it's thorny, and the Gemara rejects that on the possibility, based on the Pasuk, this possibility is rejected of Derecha Derecheinoam V'chol Nesivoseh Shalom. Not just the Torah in the macro sense is life-affirming, but all of the pratim, all of the specific details are life-affirming as well. So on this basis, the Talmud says in many places, Talmidei Chachamim marbim shalom ba'olam, that they create more peace in the world because Torah, by its very nature, is peaceful. And when it comes down to specific issues, so Divrei Torah are also meant to affirm life. And, you know, nobody gave greater voice to this. The Rambam, in that context, in Hilchos Shabbos that we were discussing, is Darchei HaTorah, Rachamim v'chased v'shalom ba'olam, ve'enam Darchei Nekama ba'olam. They're not looking to perpetuate violence, but they're looking to perpetuate the ways of peace. Now, again, there can be local exceptions to this, and certainly the Talmudic statement comes to mind that if we're compassionate when it comes to cruel people, in the end of the day, we'll be harming innocent people, so we can't be merachem al achzarim. There are some outer boundaries to this, but as a general rule, deracha darchei noam v'chol nesivo sa shalom, which is how we get to the result of v'nimtza chein v'seichel tov b'nei Elohim v'adam, that when we commit ourselves to Torah, it's not just that God will approve of us, but we'll be, you know, horrible neighbors and such. But on the contrary, it will make us, you know, more beloved in the eyes of all people, not just Jewish people. Bnei Elokim ve'adam, and all of humanity. And in fact, that's what we read just a few weeks ago. Parshas Veschanan, Mi goy gadol asher lo chukim u'mishpatim tzadikim kechol haTorah hazos asher anochi mitzavcha hayom. The nations of the world will admire us for upholding the Torah, the Chukim, and the Mishpatim. The Mishpatim are the mitzvos that people readily understand, but even the Chukim, which seem to have or seem to be more inscrutable, at least superficially, even those, when we uphold them, people will admire us for that. People will look to that as a kind of a guidepost, if you will, with respect to, you know, what makes us a special people. And our relationship with the Torah. So the fact that Eitz Chaim hi lama chazikim ba, it really is a tree of life, right? It is a life affirming system. That is like of profound importance. You know, the Rav wrote about this so extensively in Ish Halacha and Halachic Man, how Torah is such a life affirming system, and the importance of life and the sanctity of life. And unlike other ancient cultures where their priests were, you know, very much involved in necromancy, also in this week's parsha, right, Vidorei Shalom Esim, right, our priests, our Kohanim, are basically prohibited from coming into contact with death, unless we're talking about the immediate relatives. And there, the Kohen Gadol, right, the greatest of them all, can't come into contact with death basically at all, even for the closest of relatives, because, you know, those who are closest, so to speak, to divine service are the ones who are most affiliated with life. It's a life-affirming system. So in this month of drawing as close as we can to God, so there's no contradiction, there's not even any tension between drawing very close to God and drawing very close to people.